It's actually a Green and Gold Friday, big voice guy. That's all right. That's our bad. And it is time for the Green and Gold Best Defense Recap. Yesterday, we gave you three keys for the Packers D to get a win in last night's game against the Seahawks. Gary said five sacks. They got seven, so they done did that. Sparky said keep them under 150 yards rushing. They rushed for 173, so they did not accomplish that. I said bracket Russell Wilson, keep him in the pocket. They did a very good job in the first half of doing that last night, Sparky. And then in the second half, he started scrambling a little bit, getting outside the pocket. And that's where Russell Wilson, a lot like Aaron Rodgers, can do a lot of his damage. Well, Aaron Rodgers, when he's right, can do a lot of his damage outside of the pocket. We're here for you on a Green and Gold Friday, though, for you to vent at 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan with any thoughts, comments, questions, or concerns you have about your Green Bay Packers the day after that 27-24 loss to Seattle. Let's go right out to the phones and right out to Durham and check in with Jay. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Jay?
Yo, what's up, man? Yo, we got the whole crew in the house, but hey, check this out, man. Trade Rodgers, trade him to the Raiders, right? John Gruden likes veteran quarterback. Trade him to the Raiders for maybe two of their first-round picks, or three if you can get them, then maybe another first-round pick the next year, man, because in today's NFL, you got to have that quarterback on the first contract. So I'm not saying draft that Justin Herbert kid out of Oregon, but you know what I'm saying? You got to, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I think Goody, he wants to make his mark. And, you know, that's, I'm telling you.
Thanks for the call, Jay. Appreciate it.
I'm not against trading Aaron Rodgers.
Shut up.
But just hold on a second.
God.
Can I just finish before you overreact?
No. You don't trade Aaron Rodgers. Before you do this, two things that Jay said that make no sense. No sense whatsoever. He said this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to trade Aaron Rodgers.
Well, that's true.
As if that's a good thing. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Actually, a second-in-a-lifetime.
I was just going to say, just because it's happened back-to-back for you guys, don't forget that it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for most football fans to even have an Aaron Rodgers, not to trade him.
Remember, they traded Brett Favre.
And then the second thing that he said that didn't make any sense.
Remember, they traded a Hall of Famer.
All due respect and love to you, Jay.
Already.
Okay, that was at the end of his career when he didn't want to be here anymore, and you had what you thought was another Hall of Famer in waiting. That is not the case right now. The other thing that he said, which does not make sense, is Goody wants to make his mark. Yeah, he does. You don't make that mark by trading the best player on your roster and
John
a generational quarterback.
Goody did it with
and
the
pass rusher.
And
how's that working out for him?
Well, it's year one. We'll see. But this is the thing. As I was going to say again before you interrupted me, because you got all emotional, is the fact that I'm okay trading Rodgers if you have a replacement there. They don't have one on this roster as of right now. Like you said with Brett, they thought Aaron was that guy. And it turns out Aaron has been that guy. So it's easier to make that move. You can't make that move right now unless you have a guy. And neither one of these guys or any of these guys are that guy right now. DeShone Kizer, Tim Boyle. I don't know if either one of those guys, I'm pretty sure I'm right, but I don't think either one of those guys are, you know, Hall of Fame replacements for Aaron Rodgers at this point. So that's out. The easier adjustment is to fire the coach and hope the next guy gets along with Aaron Rodgers and he actually listens to the next guy and see what happens. Because the next guy is the last guy for Rodgers. That's it. I mean, if it doesn't work for the next guy, it's over. Because Rodgers' career is done, and then you got the rebuild to begin. You got one more chance at this, and it's going to have to be right on the coach. And that's why I said last week, and the week before, and the week before, Rodgers has to be a part of the interview process. He has to be on board with whoever you're bringing in. He just must be on board.
You know, I was thinking about this, because I think I had four defensive coordinators, a ton of coaches. Each guy's different.
Yep.
Each guy's different. Each guy's philosophy works in his mind, by the way. But I used to tell players this all the time. If you're all pro, you're going to be all pro in each guy's system. But the way you get to that is going to be difficult. You have to buy into it. When I say buy into it, that means that it doesn't necessarily mean get there early, stay late, because that's just cliche stuff. But when you're there and you swipe your key card and it turns green, when you enter the building, you leave all of your problems outside the building. That's the only way you can win. Now, if you swipe your key card and it turns red, go around the front to HR. They'll figure out how you can get that card from it. You just been released. But if you're going to be in this building, The guy that put in 16, 17, 18 hours, the coaches, you got to buy into their program. Because if it's a thing, you do it all together. As soon as I felt like I knew more than my coaches, I knew I was going to have a problem. I really did. Because when I'm sleeping, these guys are watching film. And they think the system works. So I give it a chance to work. They just need some plug-and-play guys. And you don't necessarily need a Hall of Famer. Because I know that my guy in Cleveland, when he took Mahomes, he probably didn't know the guy can do this, but he's probably sitting back saying, Steve, boy, that's my guy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I've been telling y'all to play him instead of Alex Smith for a while, but he was a rookie. No, we're not going to do it. You need somebody who's just going to buy in. When I say buy in, I mean when the coach is implementing his game plan, you wait to give him your opinion when no one's around but just you and him.
Correct. And you're not going to the media.
Right. You're just not going to do it.
Keith tweets at the fan, unreal that the offensive line couldn't handle a four-man rush consistently throughout the whole game. They are horrible up the middle.
How many
times were the guards in Rodgers' lap after 1 or 2 seconds? Give me a break.
This line, the right guard is Bell. Come on, man.
Exactly. He's not good.
Right. He's doing all he can. So if this guy tweeted that to know that they're bad, right? If you're Aaron Rodgers, you know they're bad. Why are you holding on to the ball? Get rid of it.
He played the best this year.
If I know I'm with the worst line, as they say, the worst. And Bulaga, bless his heart, Steve. Guy, he's still playing.
No, he's all battered up.
I mean, he's still playing. And the guy we love our guy.
Bakhtiari.
He had a bad game last game, but the guy stepped up. You can only block so long. Those guys get paid, too.
Rosario tweets at the fan, the right move is to package one or two of first-rounders this year, trade up to get the quarterback you want, let him sit behind Rodgers for one season, then you trade Aaron for a bunch of first-round
picks. Mike Clemens, our guy, tweeted out, what time was this? 3:48 p.m.
I said 1 a.m. because he was asleep.
Great phone calls today from concerned Packers fans statewide on the Bill Michaels Show and the Big Show on the Fan Milwaukee. Thanks for listening. And since then, we got a call of somebody saying Aaron Rodgers is throwing games.
Yes, he did.
We got a call somebody saying trade Aaron Rodgers. Now, Sparky just read a tweet saying draft Rodgers' successor. Did Mike jinx y'all?
Trade up to get it.
Now all the bad takes are flooding in?
No, just a Big Show people.
What happened? I know that this season isn't going the way that you want it to go, and I understand frustration and anger and sadness and all that, but don't lose your marbles.
Here's another one. Keith tweets at the fan.
Is this the same Keith?
A different guy. Believe it or not, a guy at my job said Rodgers is throwing games to get McCarthy fired.
I'm starting to really not like people.
They're going to start a hashtag watch. Nobody's throwing games, okay? First of all, it's illegal. The guy got a bunch of money in the bank. If he won't McCarthy, no matter what he does, McCarthy's probably out of here. So he's not gonna throw.
Now, Leroy, if he keeps playing at a Hall of Fame level, then they'll win football games, and then McCarthy will keep his job.
Nope. It won't matter to these people. It's the same thing happened with Ted Thompson. It don't matter who you drafted. It don't matter. They people want them gone. They don't care who gets a sack, who goes to the Pro Bowl. They wanted Don Capers gone. So now their people are stuck in their head about nothing can change Jeff Orlovsky's mind. Did you think Jeff Orlovsky, if they go to the Super Bowl, you think he's going to change his mind on McCarthy?
No.
He still wants him gone.
He'll blame 12. Or he'll say 12 did it. What it is.
Bingo.
Right. It was all 12. One McCarthy. Yep. He did it despite McCarthy. Wendy tweets out 105.7 FM The Fan. Wendy says, has anyone considered that maybe McCarthy wants to leave because Rodgers has sucked the life out of him? I wouldn't blame him at all.
Well, put it this way. Aaron Jones would be up for the Pro Bowl, I think, if had they started him. His second, how many games he set out? Two games. For a little treat. Come on, cuz. Let the man play for a treat, allegedly. Come on.
I need a good night's sleep after this day, man.
Pro Bowl candidate if they had played him from the second game he was out, just let him play all the way through there. The record would be better. Aaron's stats would be better.
Somebody needs to tell Aaron that.
I mean,
somebody needs to tell Aaron that.
But Steve, it ain't gonna matter. You know why? Because he's gonna finish with like 4,500 yards. He's gonna finish with like 35 touchdowns and one interception and break all these records. He don't need no Aaron Jones. Stop it.
But that dude is all about numbers and all about being the greatest ever. So if Aaron Jones can get him better numbers, why wouldn't he buy into that?
Because he had 258 consecutive passes without an interception.
Brooke,
so you better
Lennon,
go lay down somewhere, cuz.
Yeah, Brooke Lennon cheats will help you sleep better. I don't know if Aaron has them or not, but he should probably get them, make him sleep better,
too.
Hey,
my mother-in-law, you know the ones that with the Brooke Lennon sheets? Uh-huh. It's her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Cheryl Jordan, happy birthday. It's her birthday. When she goes on the road.
She takes them.
She takes her Brooke Lennon sheets. Right. I think it's kind of embarrassing, though, because the maid is like, you know how the maids come up. Yep. Can we help you with anything?
No.
Yeah, can you take these sheets with you? I got my own.
That's beautiful. You spent a third of your life in your sheets. It's about time for a betting upgrade. Brooke Lennon Sheets named the winner of the best of online betting category by Good Housekeeping. Not to mention, they have 500,000 happy sleepers and counting, including this guy, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Now, they were founded in early 2014 by husband and wife team Vicky and Rich. The mission is simple. Make five-star hotel-quality sheets more affordable and easy to order. Luxury sheets without the luxury markup. Brooke Lennon was the first DTC betting company, meaning they worked directly with manufacturers and directly with customers. No middlemen, just a great product and service. My Brooke Lennon sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever slept on. Now it's time for your chance to check out brooklinen.com, and they're giving you an exclusive offer just for Big Show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Sparky at brooklinen.com. Brooke Lennon is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Sparky at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Sparky. Brooke Lennon, these really are the best sheets ever.
Mike McCarthy is now taking questions about the future of his time here in Green Bay. His answers to those questions coming up at 4:48. More of your calls, your thoughts, your comments, your questions, your concerns about your Packers on a Green and Gold Friday right after this on the Wendy's Big Show.
And he delivers. Christian Yelich knocks in Arcia. And the Brewers go up 1-0.
That highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. That was to take the lead in game 163, which the Brewers would eventually go on to win and win the NL Central and win the NLDS and just come up short in the NLCS. But last night, Christian Yelich named the MVP hours before the Packers fell to the Seattle Seahawks. We thought we'd cheer you up and honor the MVP here on the Wendy's Big Show on a Green and Gold Friday, although we are taking your calls all afternoon long at 414-799-1250 and your tweets at 105.7 FM The Fan with your thoughts on those Packers. We're going to hear from Mike McCarthy coming up at 4:48, but let's get to those phone calls and let's get to the West Side. And Jordan, you're on the Wendy's Big Show after pleading on Twitter to take your call so you could clear up some of these really bad takes we've gotten here recently. What's up, Jordan?
I appreciate it. How's it going, guys?
Good.
First and foremost, I just want to apologize that you guys had to fathom those first calls that even happened and had to listen to those. Honestly, I've been a Packer fan my entire life, and just how uneducated so many Packer fans are from just a brand standpoint frustrates me so much. The fact of the matter, McCarthy should have been fired today, if not last year or the year before. Anyone commenting on the fact that Rodgers is not playing good enough, or anyone wants to talk negatively about the frustration that he's having, knowing that this front office has done absolutely nothing for literally, in my belief, the greatest quarterback of all time. Statistics to back it up. You can watch him in the pocket. You can watch him throw the ball. There's never been a quarterback that has been able to do what he's been able to do in any of those situations. It's mind-blowing to me. Mike McCarthy has been made by Aaron Rodgers completely. We can talk about the one ring with, realistically, Aaron Rodgers, the greatest, a wide receiver team, Charles Woodson. You look at the secondary we had then. Mike McCarthy is just needs to go. You look at the front office decisions. We had a Saints pick that now is basically worth, projected to go to the Super Bowl. So that first round when we could have traded for Khalil Mack, you had Tyrann Mathieu, a free agent, knowing the safeties that we needed. Lev Bell is out there knowing the running increase. Sure, Aaron Jones has performed outstanding. Aaron Rodgers, what he has done, we wouldn't even be having this conversation if the expectations weren't there because of Aaron Rodgers on this team. The only reason we're talking about and getting all upset about what the Packers are doing right now is because Aaron Rodgers has set the expectations of what this team is capable of doing. You look at the receivers and him targeting Davante Adams, he has no release from these rookie receivers. They're fast, they're tall, but you look at the difference in the separation he gets, Davante Adams gets on the fade, on his slants, and what these other receivers are not able to do yet. He doesn't have a choice at this point. He's in the pocket for so long and making
So how do you explain him missing MVS just like 2 feet in front of him? How do you explain that?
I think that you look at Tom Brady, let's say everyone's...
Now stick to this. Now leave Tom Brady out of it. Explain it. How do you explain
it? Okay. No, that's fine. So we'll go with Aaron Rodgers then.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers being arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah, you said that, but explain that though.
Okay. He has a 63% completion percentage. Okay, this is the NFL. People make bad throws. People throw interceptions. People don't see people. It happens. To talk about Aaron Rodgers not being to talk about trading him, to talk about these ridiculous things.
Well, now, yeah, we ignore that.
It's a play. Yeah. We want him to be the GOAT. We want him to be the greatest. We want to be our savior, except we continue to do nothing. We continue to give him nobody.
None of the blame at all?
At this point? I know. Team, he has nobody. Look, Jimmy Graham is our biggest pickup for offense, realistically. Done nothing. We get rid of Jordy Nelson, which I'm all for that. I didn't want to pay him. But you look at the chemistry and the backyard football chemistry that Aaron Rodgers has with him and what they were able to do. Jordy Nelson, no one can argue the fact, would have been a better on this team than what Graham has been able to do to us. So I give no blame to Aaron Rodgers of his frustration or anything, knowing what he's been dealt with. This conversation would never happen with the Patriots organization because the front office works to keep their team winning. This team is just relying on Aaron Rodgers, and now we're getting in a situation where it's not working because he is getting older. He can't maneuver in the pocket as well as he used to. Still doing it better than the majority of the quarterbacks, but he can't do it as good as he used to. And we've done nothing. We have a worse line than we did 3 years ago. We have worse wide receivers than we did 3 years ago. And we have a cap room with tons of money and draft picks. I don't understand it. It is just mind-blowing to me.
This is what I think you need to do.
Okay? Thanks for the call.
Take a deep breath first. Take a deep breath. I know you don't want to blame Aaron Rodgers, but I'm asking you, how do you explain him missing wide open guys right in front of him? Everybody wants Aaron Rodgers to do well. But to say he has no blame, I think Aaron Rodgers said he has some blame. Didn't he?
He'll tell you.
He said, hey, man, I ain't playing like I want to. Hey, man, you know, ball slipped or whatever. This is just, if I'm Mike McCarthy, man, listen to this show, I can't wait to get out of here. I want to get y'all somebody. Y'all can go out there and get the next hot coach, and I guarantee you in 2 years, y'all will be like, please come back.
Eric tweets at 105.7 The Fan, I saw this stat, I want your guys' opinion. Rodgers has a career losing record on the road. Now, is that on Rodgers or McCarthy?
Well, you got
thanks, guys.
Well,
that's
we know
Eric.
It ain't on Aaron. It ain't on Aaron. But McCarthy don't throw the football. Come on, cuz, stop it.
Can it be both?
It could be, but he didn't say both, Rum. He said
one or the other.
This man said,
I know what he wants. I know what he's looking for, but I'm just telling you, it's almost never one or the other.
It has to be both, but I'm going to tell you this, though. Here's the reality of it, and that's what I was going to tell this young man, which I love his passion. Next time, Ben, we won't have you holding that long. Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer under McCarthy. Whether you like it, whether I like it.
Whether he likes it,
is under McCarthy. The next guy is not getting Aaron Rodgers in the Hall of Fame. He's already in under McCarthy. The next guy is just on cruise control. You're coming in with a good quarterback, and it's up. You can't mess it up. Okay? That's the reality of it. Nothing can change that. Aaron Rodgers was the 24th pick, one number one. He came in here with, as a matter of fact, Mike McCarthy probably could have went in there and lobbied to draft him. He was in San Francisco, but he had no control. Same offense. You know, they tinkered a little bit, maybe a little bit more shotgun now. Same thing. How you forget that? I just don't understand. The way people calling up, like, we could have had, let's see here, Hugh Jackson with Aaron Rodgers, and he'd be putting these numbers up in a Super Bowl.
No.
Stop it.
I want to get one more call in here before we hear from Mike McCarthy. It's Dan and Racine. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Danny? Dan? Racine?
Hey, Dan.
Dan?
Nope.
No?
Did the snow
all
get
right.
It? It ain't snowing out
no,
there.
No, not to
so. Mikey in Knoxville. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
Knoxville.
Hey. So, that caller made some good points, but I think Rodgers does need to be held a little more accountable. But first, I mean, is this what it feels like to be a Bills fan, a Dolphins
Absolutely.
Fan? I mean, a Raiders fan. I mean, this is
yep. –
we're not used to this.
Nope.
People are freaking out.
Yep.
And you guys are trying to calm them down. I'm freaking out. But it's not going to be gravy for another 10, 12 years.
Mm-mm.
With that said, I thought the last caller made some good points, but – I mean, Rodgers does need to have some blame. I mean, there were checkdowns last night. You know, that 3rd and 5, I saw that one. Jones is sitting right in front of him. It's like he's looking and paneling and shuffling 20 to 30 yards down the field to try to make the big play. And, you know, you got to take what the defense gives you. I know you guys have said it on the show. I also kind of think, like, his attitude is just – it's starting to show more. And you know he's a passionate, competitive guy. And you know his guys respect him. But, I mean, they're showing those still shots where he's muttering under his breath or when he – you know, the pocket was collapsing a little more last night. Or he's just kind of carrying that demeanor to the sideline. So, I kind of – you know, when I look at it, I think a new coaching system would – be helpful. He needs to get back to being coached, and I just think that's fallen off with him and McCarthy. Now, who the coach could be, I don't know. I'm not crazy about a lot of the candidates out there. But at the same time, you don't trade this guy. He's a generational talent. First off, the contract is in place, so let's not forget that.
Right.
He takes care of his body. I mean, as you know, Leroy, in the offseason, he does his dieting and his
regimen. He looks great.
That's not stopping him from getting hurt. But that's not stopping him from getting hurt. He gets hurt way more than Brady does. You can't compare him to Brady. You can't compare him to Favre. The man's hurt.
Well, especially not to Brady.
That's what it is. Guys, I'm sorry. I mean, we could sit here and talk about, oh,
Drew Brees ain't been hurt that much.
Him and Brady both have great diets. Well, that's good. But Brady's out there playing every year. He's missed a year. Yes, Rodgers has had 2 collarbones.
Thanks for the phone call, buddy.
The injury that he had this year, he's had a concussion issue. I forgot. Remember, we read off the whole list of things that has happened to this dude since he's been in the NFL. It was a bunch. And you could say, well, he's unlucky or whatever. Very well may be. You can't control that. I understand. But to act like the man doesn't get hurt and he's getting older, which means what? It's going to take a little bit longer to recover as you get older in life. It's just facts of life. That's how it goes.
I would love to see as Gutekunst in a dark room with just a light and say, were you pressured into this deal for Aaron to just make a statement? Because all these fans emailed and called, you need to pay Aaron Rodgers. Because it wasn't, what have you done for me lately? Because it's been a long time since they've been Super Bowl.
Long time.
8 years.
And Sparky's right. Yeah. As you get older, it gets harder to heal. And Leroy, that energy goes down.
Yeah,
and that's where you need a little boost.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to use my testosterone shoveling snow. I got a 14-year-old kid that's going to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to give him $75 and shovel, sir, shovel. I ain't doing it. Because you know what?
$75?
$75, because I'm trying
to get it. Dude, I'll do it for 60.
Sounds like Baby Tops is trying to undercut him.
Hold on.
He won't let you. He'll tackle you. He look forward to it. These snow days, he got $75 coming. Just do my walkway and a few other things. And matter of fact, I try to get the other neighbor to get on. Listen.
That's nice.
I got 75. A nice schedule because I have things like this. But I'm going to tell you something, guys. If you can't do – I'm not going to do it because I'm lazy. But if you like to shovel snow and you can't, probably have low T. Now, I'm really, let's think about this now. When you're in your 30s and 40s, you get out there with the shovel, fine. Now you're 50, you're 45, and you can't do it because you've been working all day, and you've been thinking about it all day. I got to go home. I got to shovel snow. It's a possibility. So let's find you a place where you can go. One right here in Milwaukee, right down, if you go down off Capitol, go straight down Capitol and look. You know how Batman has to sign up? Mantelli got a big M up in the light. You just follow that. They really don't. It's just funny. I really think guys need to think about that. They need to think about it. Because I think for the most part, guys think about how much is it going to work. They have a 90% success rate. Most doctors don't even test for low T. They really don't. And these guys take insurance. Now, think about that. They take insurance. And it's a true testimony. I have a young man who has triplets. He's 47 years old, and he has just started his treatment, and he feels great. Because when he comes home, those kids want to play, and he has to be able to respond.
I can't even imagine that.
I know,
right? How old?
He's 47. Triplets, cuz. Triplets. But you got to keep up.
I don't care how old you are. Three kids are three kids.
And all of them want equal time, Steve. It's like the little birds in the nest. Everybody got their mouth open. So you have to go home, and when everybody's asleep, now your old lady wants to watch the Hallmark Channel. You can't fall asleep. You
got
to stay up, cuz.
I like
mentality will help you watch.
I don't know if there's enough mentality in the world to keep me up while you're watching Hallmark Channel.
Come go over there with me. Christmas movies are good, man.
Go to lowtusa.com.
You said you watch Christmas movies.
They will help you, Robbie.
Those are good ones.
Not Hallmark movies.
It's guys your age that really need to get it because y'all think y'all don't need it at 38. Are you 38 or 39?
39.
Yeah, you 39.
39.
Yeah. Come with me, cuz.
We'll hit a quick break on the other side.
That's mentality.
We'll hear from Packers head coach Mike McCarthy getting the questions to his face about his future and his time that is left here in Green Bay. That's coming up next right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Let's hear from the Packers head coach, Mike McCarthy, the day after a 27-24 loss in Seattle.
Should we start a pool?
Last night.
I think we should.
On what?
What day he'll be fired.
Who?
McCarthy.
It won't be till the end of the season.
Trying to get some action on this?
The boss.
I'll take Black Monday. I know that's the easy money, but I'll take Black Monday.
All right, you're going to pay for it.
If it's Black Monday, that's New Year's Eve, and it's you, because Gary and I are off.
Oh, so. I'm going to be off too, though.
Then whoever is hosting the show, if we have anybody.
Oh, we're talking that sense. I thought we were talking like put some bets on.
That's New Year's Eve. Black Monday is New Year's Eve.
Oof.
I'll pull in on January 2nd. That's what I'm guessing.
I'm saying
they don't want to do all the paperwork on New Year's Eve.
I'm saying Black
They'll
Monday.
I'll say right before Christmas.
So before the season even ends.
Yep.
Nah, I don't think that'll happen.
It'll be a Christmas present for Aaron Rodgers.
We'll get to the job security questions,
Aaron. We just
in just
Mike.
1 second, but
we'll set it up. Danica can put it right under the tree.
Yeah.
McCarthy was asked about Aaron Rodgers missing open receivers, like we saw last night in that game against Seattle.
You can't be sensitive up here, especially today. I think it's very general. I think it's football. I think you have to answer more of these questions when you're 4-5-1. There's different things that go on during the game, you know, particularly even the pre-snap. But, you know, I have great confidence in Aaron's judgment and obviously ability to play the position. So we were not clean at certain spots in the pass game, you know, whether it's spacing. And I think that was apparent in the second half. And, you know, those are the things that we'll continue to focus on, work through. And really, even during the best of times here, you know, with the offense, and we're still a very productive offense in the National Football League this year. But even in the best of times, you do have some plays like that. That's the part of the game that you continue just to stay focused on and continue to work at.
Did he answer the question about the missed throws?
No. Nope.
That question was about missed throws by Aaron Rodgers.
Try again. What else you got?
All right. Then folks started talking about his future or maybe lack thereof as the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. First, he was asked about whether or not this has come up in conversations with team president Mark Murphy.
Big hot talk about you and Mark Murphy going to be talking frequently as part of the new leadership structure. How's that gone?
It's gone well. It's informative. I think it's a bit of a challenge more in season than off season.
Your job come up either in those conversations, either you talking to him or him talking to you?
My job as in what?
Job security going forward?
No, we talk about the focus on winning games, what's in front of us.
Okay, what about voices outside of 1265 Lombardi that might want Mike McCarthy's head on a platter?
That's the job. I mean, that's the way this business has gone. It's, you know, I'm not going to get into comparables, but at the end of the day, that's part of the job responsibility of the head coach. So we set a standard here the past, you know, 12 years, and you know, and it's in our responsibility to play to that standard. I mean, that's the way we approach it. So, but that's a blanketed general, using your terms, evaluation. There's obviously more that goes into that. But at the end of the day, there's so much that goes into each and every game, you know, throughout the 7-day period. Obviously, we're on a 10-day stretch here, and that's where the energy has to focus.
Well, are you personally, Mike McCarthy, worried about your job security?
I'm focused on what's in front of us. You know, every individual on the inside, particularly, the football team. We have a 2018 commitment, and that's
Vince. You know, they tinkered a little bit, maybe a little bit more shotgun now. Same thing. How you forget that? I just don't understand. The way people calling up, like, we could have had, Hugh Jackson with Aaron Rodgers, and he'd be putting these numbers up in a Super Bowl.
No.
Stop it.
I want to get one more call in here before we hear from Mike McCarthy. It's Dan and Racine. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Danny? Dan? Racine?
Hey, Dan.
Dan?
Nope.
No?
Did the snow
all
get
right.
in? It ain't snowing out
no,
there.
No, not till overnight,
Mikey in Knoxville. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
Knoxville.
Hey.
Hey.
So that caller made some good points, but I think Rodgers does need to be held a little more accountable. But first, I mean, is this what it feels like to be a Bills fan, a Dolphins
Absolutely.
Fan?
Absolutely.
I mean, a Raiders fan.
Yes.
This is yep. – we're not used to this.
Nope.
People are freaking out.
Yep.
And you guys are trying to calm them down. I'm freaking out. But it's not going to be gravy for another 10, 12 years.
Mm-mm.
With that said, I thought the last caller made some good points, but – I mean, Rodgers does need to have some blame. I mean, there were checkdowns last night. That 3rd and 5, I saw that one. Jones is sitting right in front of him. It's like he's looking and paneling and shuffling 20 to 30 yards down the field to try to make the big play. And, you know, you got to take what the defense gives you. I know you guys have said it on the show. I also kind of think, like, his attitude is just, it's starting to show more, and you know he's a passionate, competitive guy, and you know his guys respect him, but, I mean, they're showing those still shots where he's muttering under his breath or when he, you know, the pocket was collapsing a little more last night, or he's just kind of carrying that demeanor to the sideline. So, I kind of, you know, when I look at it, I think a new coaching system would be helpful. He needs to get back to being coached, and I just think that's fallen off with him and McCarthy. Now, who the coach could be, I don't know. I'm not crazy about a lot of the candidates out there. But at the same time, you don't trade this guy. He's a generational talent. First off, the contract is in place, so let's not forget that.
Right.
He takes care of his body. I mean, as you know, Leroy, in the offseason, he does his dieting and his regimen.
He looks great.
That's so not stopping him from getting hurt.
But, Brady's age.
But yep. That's not stopping him from getting hurt. He gets hurt way more than Brady does. You can't compare him to Brady. You can't compare him to Favre. The man's hurt.
Well,
so
especially not to Brady.
That's what it is, guys. I'm sorry. I mean, we could sit here and talk about, oh,
Drew Brees ain't been hurt that
him
much.
Him and Brady both have great diets. Well, that's good. But Brady's out there playing every year. He's missed a year. Yes. Rodgers has had 2 collarbones.
Thanks for the phone call, buddy.
The injury that he had this year, he's had a concussion issue. I forgot. Remember, we read off the whole list of things that has happened to this dude since he's been in the NFL. It was a bunch. And you could say, well, he's unlucky or whatever. Very well may be. You can't control that. I understand. But to act like the man doesn't get hurt and he's getting older, which means what? It's going to take a little bit longer to recover as you get older in life. That's just facts of life. That's how it goes.
I would love to see as Gutekunst in a dark room with just a light. And say, were you pressured into this deal for Aaron to just make a statement? Because all these fans emailed and called you need to pay Aaron Rodgers. Because it wasn't, what have you done for me lately? Because it's been a long time since they've been Super Bowl.
Long time.
8 years.
And Sparky's right. Yeah. As you get older, it gets harder to heal. And Leroy, that energy goes down.
Yeah, I'll tell
and that's
you
where you need a little boost.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to use my testosterone shoveling snow. I got a 14-year-old kid that's going to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to give him $75 and shovel, sir, shovel. I ain't doing it. Because you know what?
$75?
$75, because I'm trying
dude,
to
dude, I'll do it for
like,
60.
Sounds like Baby Thompson's trying to undercut him.
Hold on.
He won't let you. He'll tackle you. He look forward to it. These snow days, he got $75 coming. Just do my walkway and a few other things. And matter of fact, I try to get the other neighbor to get on. Listen,
That's nice.
I got a nice schedule because I have things like this. But I'm going to tell you something, guys. If you can't do – I'm not going to do it because I'm lazy. But if you like to shovel snow and you can't, probably have low T. Now, I'm really – let's think about this now. When you're in your 30s and 40s, you get out there with the shovel, fine. Now you're 50, you're 45, and you can't do it because you've been working all day. And you've been thinking about it all day. I got to go home. I got to shovel snow. It's a possibility. So let's find you a place where you can go. One right here in Milwaukee, right down. If you go down off Capitol, go straight down Capitol and look. You know how Batman has to sign up? Mantelli got a big M up in the light. You just follow that. They really don't. It's just funny. I really think guys need to think about that. They need to think about it. Because I think for the most part, guys think about how much stuff's going to, how much is it going to work? They have a 90% success rate. Most doctors don't even test for low T. They really don't. And these guys take insurance. Now think about that. They take insurance. And this is a true testimony. I have a young man who has triplets. He's 47 years old, and he has just started his treatment, and he feels great. Because when he comes home, those kids want to play, and he has to be able to respond.
I can't even imagine that.
I know, right?
How old?
He's 47. Triplets, cuz. Triplets. But you got to keep up.
I don't care how old you are. Three kids are three kids.
And all of them want equal time, Steve. It's like the little birds in the nest. Everybody got their mouth open. So you have to go home, and when everybody's asleep, now your old lady wants to watch the Hallmark Channel. You can't fall asleep. You got to stay up, cuz.
I like
Mantelli
the
will help you watch.
I don't know if there's enough
the
mentality in the world to keep me up while you're watching Hallmark Channel.
Come go over Christmas there with me. Movies
Come
are
go
good,
with me.
Man.
Go to lowtusa.com.
You said you watch Christmas movies.
They will help you, Robin.
Those are good ones.
Not Hallmark movies.
It's guys your age that really need to get it because y'all think y'all don't need it at 38. Are you 38 or 39?
39.
Yeah, you 39.
39.
Yeah. Come with me, cuz.
We'll hit a quick break on the other side.
That's mentality.
We'll hear from Packers head coach Mike McCarthy getting the questions to his face about his future and his time that is left here in Green Bay. That's coming up next right here on the Wendy's Big Show.